Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to a bonus episode of Shut Up A Second. This episode was recorded... Oops, sorry, that's my cat. I don't know if you can hear her. She's sitting on my shoulder for some reason. Hello, Lily. Do you want to say hello? I don't know if you heard that. This episode we were setting up, we were recording, we hadn't started the episode yet, and we started talking about the Hurst Bridge line, which is a train line from starts in the centre of Melbourne and ends in the northern eastern suburbs, where me, Broden and Cass are all from. So we started talking about it, and then we didn't stop talking about it. We enjoyed the conversation, we had a lot of fun, but it is pretty niche, and is probably too niche for a real episode. So if you want to have a listen to this one, I think it's a bit of fun, or maybe it's completely unlistenable. I'll let you decide. Here we go. Oh, also, the thing I said about Dennis Station is a bit of a fact check here, was wrong. I don't know where I say in the episode, you'll hear it, I say that Dennis was named after a mechanics. That's not true. The train station is named after a Northcote politician, a Northcote councillor, William Dennis. So there you go. Enjoy the episode.
You asked me how my break's going. The other day I watched an hour 20 YouTube video on a man deeply going through station by station of Hurst Bridge Line.
Oh, I love that. Can you send that to me?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And every comment's like, this is incredible content.
Yeah.
Like, I agree.
Is it like,
it's like
accurate?
Let's start with Jolimont. Jolimont is this one. It's the only station that has a brackets what's near it. So it has MCG in the bracket.
Of course, yep.
It's built in this time. Now
no,
we're West
Royal
Richmond.
Park Zoo. Royal Park Zoo.
And it talks about Royal Park Zoo.
Thank you.
And then you go, and then all of a sudden you're out at Watsonia, and it's like, this is what's Watsonia is. You're like, fuck, there's so much interesting stuff about Watsonia.
Oh, yeah.
Watsonia. Heidelberg Station. It's like, if you're at Heidelberg Station, you can see over there, it used to be a depot where it trains things. It's fucking fascinating.
Do they talk about the old mural of the Smurf that, like, touching herself?
No. Well, at Heidelberg.
Wait. You'd be Hursty line.
Yeah.
Oh, would have been too far up for you.
So let's go through every Hurst Bridge.
Okay, so we got Hurst Bridge.
So we're going starting in or out. Hurst Bridge?
Starting out.
Hurst Bridge.
Yeah.
Wattle Glen.
Wattle Glen.
Can I tell a little story for each one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make
no,
it
that'll
trains.
Go forever.
Hurst Bridge, Wattle Glen. Tell your Wattle Glen story.
I'll tell my Hurst Bridge story.
Okay.
Oh, I've got so many stories. I spent too much time on the train in my youth. But one time I had a shoot early in the morning and I finished work at the bar and I had 2 hours to kill before I had to be back in the city. I was already in the city. I'm like, I'm so fucking tired. This is fucked.
Yeah.
So I took the train to Hurst Bridge. So I got on the train, fell asleep, woke up, Hurst Bridge. I'm like, great. All going according to plan. Fell back asleep, woke back up, Flinders Street Station, walked to the chute. Bang,
wow.
2 hour nap. You're welcome.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Hurst Bridge, Wattle Glen.
Wattle Glen. my friend Gio used to live near there.
Right.
Pretty cool.
Okay.
Diamond Creek.
Yeah, my friend Duncan used to live near there.
This is getting very, the stories are
okay.
Not great.
Well...
If you get off at Diamond Creek Station and you know where to go, you can find abandoned mines.
Oh,
yeah, I've done that.
Abandoned mines in Diamond Creek.
Yeah, me and my friend Eddie used to do that. find mines, get into them, be like, what the fuck, where are the mines?
That's dope.
Yeah, it was cool.
My only Diamond Creek story is that good Maccas.
Yeah, good
it
Maccas.
Is a good Maccas.
Yeah.
Next one is Monty?
No, Eltham, so, mate.
Eltham first. Yep. Oh, yeah, Smurfette.
Had a guy get stabbed there with a screwdriver, but he was from Greensboro, so it was we're not counting it as an Eltham crime.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. He jumped on the train.
Well, the guy who got stabbed was from Eltham, but the guy who stabbed him was from Greensboro, and they came to Eltham to cause trouble. Doesn't count as an Eltham station crime.
Would you count that? Are you happy to
represent? They weren't local. They weren't our boys.
Are they Broden's boys?
Anything past Greensboro, you're all the same to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. But are you going to claim Greensboro?
No, my station was Rosanna Station.
Good station.
Rosie boy.
Changed it recently. Now it's an uppie station.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
What? No, because then the train station.
I know, it's nicer and it makes that intersection much better.
Yeah, still
fucked. But I don't believe in it because it's not my journey.
Yeah.
No.
Diamond Creek, Eltham.
Monty?
Yeah.
Eltham used to be the end of the line.
Yeah.
And then
they keep extending that line. Mm. So you don't remember. So there was this immaculate piece of graffiti. I think it was between Eltham and Montmorency, right?
It was, yeah.
Of Smurfette pleasuring herself.
Right.
With, I think, like a tube of paint or something. It was not quite clear what she was using.
No, we were
It was very graphic and it was up there for ages.
Oh my God, years. Mm. Years. It got to the point where eventually someone painted over Smurfette and all of us who had grown up with her were crushed because she was gone. It
lasted years, I reckon.
I've got some graph that's closer to the city I'd love to talk about when we get there.
Yeah,
okay,
please.
Yep. Monty's next.
Monty.
Really beautiful cafes.
Yeah, Weir Street.
Gorgeous set of cafes. Uh-huh. I feel like every time I go to Monty, there's a new cafe and it's each more beautiful than the last.
Mm. Do you know Gautier? Gautier?
Yes,
somebody used to Monty, know from Monty. He used to work at the Monty food store.
Parade.
Ah.
And then we've got, after Monty, we've got Greensy.
It's Greensy, yeah.
Of course.
Greensy.
Good savers.
Big savers. Yeah,
savers.
Annoying to get to. You got to go up the stairs, then down the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spent a lot of time in Greensy.
Savers, yeah. It's supposed to be a walk to the shopping centre. It's just not.
It is a walk. I used to do it all the time.
Yeah, but it's like
Greensy
like
Plaza.
A,
oh, yeah.
It's a walk. Take it's not back. Like you don't it's stop at the station to go to. Yeah, it's not like the station stops
brackets.
At the.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can all agree on that.
No, absolutely.
You've got to walk through a Savers, really, to get to the Greensy.
Yeah, which I'm always happy to do. Mm. I used to love, in the time that I was like peak, get off the Greensy train to go to the Savers, to walk through the Savers to make the trek.
Yeah. Mm.
Primo time for getting a Gloria jeans.
Yeah.
Like one of those blended frappes.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I went on a weird date there once with a girl I met on the train.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah, how did it work out?
Not good.
You're still together?
No.
There is a Taco Bill there.
Mm.
Oh, I've lost many an evening and gained many a hat.
Yeah.
La combination.
Mm. Mm. Good to get a margarita and a big fish bowl.
We find ourselves next at Watsonia.
Watsonia.
Nothing to what's say about Watsonia.
My friend used to say every time we go by, he'd go, hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah.
really not funny.
So that's nice.
But I like it.
But I think that's really nice.
Then, of course, we're at Heidelberg Station.
So it's underground. Oh. No, my boy. We've got two more. You've missed two.
Oh, wait, I missed McLeod.
And Rosanna.
And Rosanna.
Was next to my basketball. I used to play a lot of basketball and ref and coach and play.
Yeah.
Oh, triple threat.
At the YMCA McLeod. Mm. Love that area.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful area.
Then really? Rosanna.
You can stop at McLeod Station and it's a really quick walk to get a scratchy.
Mm.
From the when you walk across the beautiful little strip shops there.
Yep.
My grandfather used to own a butcher in that strip.
Oh.
There was a at Rosanna Station, if I can jump to Rosanna.
Yeah, Subway.
There was a a place you could get off at Rosanna and you could buy Chop Chop, which is basically illegally grown tobacco.
I made a series on Netflix where my character made illegal Chop Chop in far north Queensland. Irreverent. Watch it now on Netflix.
Oh, ooh. I was like, I don't remember that being in Auntie Donna's thing.
Oh, yeah, Big Old House of Fun. I can't remember that plot.
I didn't know what Chop Chop was until I was an illegal farmer of it.
Yeah, yeah, Chop Chop man.
Where's the Chop Chop sold at Rosanna?
I don't want to blow up the spot, man. Yeah. I don't know. It's probably not there anymore, but if it is, I'm like,
see,
you know,
I had a very simple childhood. For me, Rosanna means Network Video, Pizza Hut, Subway.
Yeah.
Oh. That was my child. I love it.
Such a deep place in my heart for Rosanna.
Then we go Heidelberg. Then we go Heidelberg.
Which is Burgundy which is the first
Road or whatever.
Metropolitan.
Oh.
Yeah, now we're getting
into
the city.
Sex and the City kind of
trend. Near the Austin.
You get there's the hospital. You've got the Leos. Yeah. Oh, my
Leo.
God. Love a trek to Leos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Cass,
what was your first Leo's splurge?
I think they had Reese's Pieces cereal.
Oh.
Yeah.
And nice. You go in there and there's les on the verba, here's a, and then like the orange juices, the fresh orange juices. Mm.
Every single time I'll splurge for an orange juice, I have always had on my list for my whole life. And I know I can just do it now, but ever since I was young, I'm like, one day I'm going to buy the gold salt and the gold pepper. And then whenever I want a fancy meal, I can eat gold.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Have you done that?
No.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Well, not your
stupid,
dream is not stupid,
girl.
Your dream is not stupid. The people buying that is like, or like that being a thing that there's people in that area who would go, well, that's what I have.
Well, do you know what the really stupid thing to me is? Is that it? Well, first of all, it would only be for going on top of things, and you'd have to then pick your meals for if gold would look nice on it. So, like a steak with gold, bit fun.
Interesting. Mm. Could you get chicken salt flavored salt, gold salt?
I reckon you could. I reckon we could make our own. I know how to.
You grind up the edible gold leaf.
Yeah.
That's what Sovereign Hill's using, isn't it?
Yeah. But the salt and pepper shakers are plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Needs to be made out of unobtainium.
Yeah.
Wolverine's skeleton.
No, unobtainium's from Avatar. You're thinking of not vibranium. God damn, what's the other one?
All that same shit.
The titanium one.
Yeah, whatever.
Shit, what
whatever
is that? Wolverine's I don't care. I'm not going to get stressed about not knowing what Wolverine's bones are made of. I don't care. I'm an adult. I'm a fully grown person.
Eaglemont.
Eaglemont. Nice.
Oh. Tom from Arnie Donna lived around the corner from Eaglemont. Never used the train station though, but it's a beautiful little area. It's actually
beautiful. Cute there.
Oh, I also lived around the corner from Eaglemont and never used the station. Yeah. It's stunning.
Sort of cool. Owl there.
It's like almost like, feel like you're in Europe for a moment.
Oh, the walking along the strip of shops being like, oh my God, is this my local? And there was a lash boutique.
It's like made of cottages
and,
or something.
And they've got a little, like it's very boutique-y. You're right, it's European.
Do you know that guy on TikTok who like, he's like, I'm going to a new station in Melbourne and he goes to like, you'll go to Frankston and then he'll go to Heidelberg and then it's a really great TikTok.
Is it Julian O'Shea?
No, but he's cool.
I like him.
Yeah. But this guy, he should do Eaglemont because it's a fascinating little stop.
Mm.
Next stop is Ivanhoe.
Yep.
Private school kids.
Yeah. Mm. Is that Whitefriars? Is that near Ivanhoe? No, that's out east.
Whitefriar?
Yeah. That's not there.
Is that a...
It's a school. What am I thinking of? Layla
Ivanhoe
something?
Girls Grammar. Ivanhoe Grammar.
Maybe I'm just
and another
grammar.
One.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then from there we go to Derebin Station.
Oh, yeah. Now we're in
the
it.
Most nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. On that YouTube video I watched.
Don't point at me.
on that video, it's the most unused station in Victoria or some shit like that.
Darabin, yeah.
Mm. I'm going to be honest, didn't know about it.
Yeah. Used to be next to my favourite pancake place that was open late called Stoker's.
Stoker's.
It was open till 2 a.m. It's gone now. I'm very sad about it. And the next station's Alphington.
Of course.
Which was the stripper shops next to that.
Mm-hmm.
Movie was shot there. What movie was shot at the stripper shops next to
Alphington
Station?
That.
Dave O'Neill's Takeaway, the rival fish and chip shops between Vince Colosimo and Stephen Curry.
There you go. Aww.
Starring Rose Byrne.
Mm.
A national treasure.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Next station, Fairfield.
Of course.
Oh, the boathouse.
The boat and the wagon dog.
Yep. Oh, yeah, of course.
I love cool the boathouse so much.
Great cafes behind that little bit.
Yes.
I once did a horrid family therapy session by Fairfield Station.
Very
awful stuff. Cass got out of it. That's fine.
When was this?
You had moved out. You had left me.
Ooh.
We're siblings.
You had family therapy and Cass wasn't invited.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Do we want to get into this?
Oh, we can. Well, what I will say though is I think so far everything we've been saying is pretty much unusable. Not unusable, but just interesting.
Do you have like a paywall Patreon situation?
No, maybe we'll just put this at the back. Let's finish our run of the...
Yeah, we can't stop now.
Let's finish the run, and maybe I'll put it at the end of the episode. And so, hey, if you're not from the northeastern suburbs of Melbourne, you don't have to listen.
I'm not going to hide who I am.
It's going to be such engaging content for anyone on the Hirsty line.
Yeah.
It's going to be so good.
I'm having a really...
I'm loving this.
I'm having a really
good
time.
I want to talk about the boathouse more.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a walk from the station, I should say. Like, it's a walk.
It is an absolute walk, but I think it's so
worth it. And a boat.
Have you done everything there?
I saw a kingfisher there.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I know it's owned by Delaware North. So when you get a little scone and tea, you get the little vibe.
Is that Delaware North?
Yeah.
Fuck, they're everywhere.
Yeah, oh they really God. Are.
They do the food at AFL.
At MCG, yeah.
At AFL.
I used to do the zoo. I don't think they do the zoo anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to do airport.
Yeah. Next station is, I'm actually.
Where are we up to?
I'm having a stress because it's.
Where's Dennis? Is Dennis Dennis?
Dennis.
Yeah.
There
you know, funny story about Dennis. It's a Northcote, obviously,
yep.
But there's already a Northcote station on a different line. Mm-hmm. So they called it Dennis because they used to be, or maybe there still is, Dennis Auto Repairs right next to the station.
Really?
So they named it after a little mechanics that was there.
No, I did not know that.
That's why it's called
really
Dennis.
Sweet.
And so you see the signs and like, oh, Dennis Auto Repair or whatever it's called. And you're like, oh, I guess Dennis is the suburb I'm in because like it's Dennis Station and Dennis thing. But no, Dennis
That's really fascinating.
Auto came first. Yeah, it's cool, isn't it?
Next station, West Garth.
Yeah.
Oh, cinema.
Yep, go to cinema.
Cinema. Is that the one with a really beautiful view on the bridge? I'm thinking of Northcote.
Yeah, oh, wait. Between the bridges?
There we go.
Between Westgarth and Clifton Hill, you're going to see some nice views.
Yeah, it's going to be really beautiful up there.
And then that brings us to the icon of the Hurstbridge line. And Mernda. It's where Mernda and Hurstbridge
No, you missed Jollymont.
No, mate.
I'm a stupid idiot. Sorry. I'm a fucking idiot. Sorry.
The icon of Hurstbridge and Mernda.
I can't believe I did that.
The jewel in the crown, Clifton Hill Station.
Beautiful.
Stunning.
It's gorgeous.
Do you want to go to Taco Bell? Do you want to go to fancy McDonald's?
I want
to shut down now.
Sorry.
Were you there when there was that lady on the road that we rescued?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lady that's just fully spread out on the road, spewing up, really drunk.
At
Clifton Hill Station. And we pulled over and we're like, hey, we should help or something. And then she just did not want to get off the road. Like, she was awake and conscious and stuff. She was like, I'm fine, leave me. Like, lady, you're on the road. It's not
Huddle
a quiet
Street.
Road. It's Huddle Street.
What you're talking about is the site of one of Melbourne's worst massacres.
Really?
Oh, I think I knew this, but I've forgotten it. So tell me again, Broden, please.
Julian Knight in the 80s lined up. He went into the bushes at the park across the road from Clifton Hill.
Yeah.
He was an ex-army guy
and
just started to line people up driving down Hull Street and kill them.
In the car?
Yeah, driving.
Yeah.
Because
there was like footage of him in the median strip or something, right?
Yeah, he
Is
was in
him?
The bushes and then the cops showed up and he ran off and admitted to it all. And he's now a vexatious litigant. So he was sentenced to life in prison.
Yeah. Mm.
But he's a vexatious litigant, which means that he keeps suing or filing court things.
So what else are you doing in there?
So frustrated. Like everyone, the courts are like, you are now a vex. It's like a whole level of you're a pain in the ass.
You can't.
Oh, like you're officially annoying.
Yeah, right.
You're a pain in the ass.
But what happens if something really? Oh, it's Crime Wolf. We know what happens to people.
Yeah.
You get eaten.
Yeah.
Then we go Victoria Park.
Then the next station is Victoria Park.
Mm.
This is where I wanted to talk about the graffiti.
Uh-huh, yes.
So in 2003,
there's a good porkster there. If you know.
Pork.
If you know graffiti, is Porkstar Pork.
Oh, okay.
He's a famous writer. That's what they call them.
Wow, I don't
know. And he's just got a big piece up there. I think it's Victoria Park. It's on a big factory. It's cool.
Okay.
I like Pork. If you live in Melbourne, now that you know the name Pork, just look at any graffiti ever. It'll be a Pork.
Okay, cool.
I bought his book. It's awesome. I like him.
I'm going to look it up after this.
Yeah.
In 2003. Mm-hmm. George W. Bush invaded Iraq.
George W. Bush.
Don't do this. I'm serious.
Yep. Sorry, you're being. Yep.
What did I say?
George W. Bush.
George W. Bush invaded Iraq, and John Howard joined at WMDs in Iraq. He said,
"Yep,
yeah."
There was two movements in Melbourne in my youth.
Uh huh.
There was the
anti-Bushes.
There was the Bushes. There was the We Like War, We Are Hippies.
Yeah.
Your John Butler trios.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, your cool kids.
Yeah.
We're anti-war.
Mm-hmm.
That was my brand.
Yeah.
I'm like, we are cool.
Mm-hmm.
Someone graft on that wall because it was the inner suburbs, and someone graft on a factory a poem that stayed there for years, and everyone I grew up knew it. It was said, and I remember it to this day.
I think I remember this.
Mm-hmm. Courted horde, are you so bored? Do not applaud a bloody war.
I remember. I did this on the roof. Yes. Yeah. And oh, I'm loving this chat. It's going to not be on the podcast, I think. It'll be somewhere. Someone will listen to this.
And so it was there, and every time I went past, I was like, yeah, truth.
Yeah, man. That's where the Porkster is.
For the most part, that is now covered, but there are little bits at each side that still you can see court, plot, war. Like, it's still a little bit there.
That's awesome.
And it's a note from 2000, like from the Iraq War.
Yeah.
Next station is Collingwood.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I got off there once to go to the Vice offices.
Vice were there?
Yeah, Vice were near the Collingwood station. For
really?
A bit.
That seems like Vice.
Now they've gone into the receivership.
Yeah.
They don't exist anymore.
They got bought out by Murdoch and then tanked. Suck shit, Vice.
Part of Pedestrian now, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, in that whole thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then the next, well, Victoria Park, that library there, you used to be able to book for 3 hours the rehearsal space or the meeting room, and Auntie Donna used to rehearse there a lot.
Nice.
In our very early days. Next station is West Richmond?
Yeah, West Richmond, yeah.
No, North Richmond, sorry.
Yeah,
north,
it would be.
Yeah, yeah, north and then west. Yeah.
North Richmond is your like your Swan Street. Oh, no, Swan Street, where you nice Vietnamese food. And,
yeah. And I once saw a dead body near there.
What?
And then, like a heroin addict. There's a lot of heroin addicts around.
Yeah, so it was on the train.
An injecting room is near there.
It was before, it's pre-injecting room. It's pre-injecting
room. You'll know, the injecting room.
Pre-injecting room. This is, on the tram, right by the station. Just a guy folded in half on the tram tracks, pretty much, like on the side. And then another guy inside who, I don't want to judge, but it seemed like he probably also liked heroin. And he was tapping on the window being like, mate, wake up, wake up. He's on the outside of the tram. Guy on the inside of the tram tapping. And then I felt sick. And then I went to this appointment, and it's all I could think about. And then I got out. I'm like, I'm going to call 000. I probably should have done that before. And then I called them. They're like, yeah, no, we already know.
This is a fun podcast.
And then I saw an ambulance with the lights off next to where he was, and nobody. So I think he cucked it.
Yeah, that's very sad. West Richmond, nothing to report.
It's pretty, though. I like
near
the
Molly
brick
Meldrum's
stuff.
House.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Do you reckon we can find him?
His house is very famous. He paints his fence.
Did you see him pissing on the floor recently?
No.
I'm worried.
When?
Like recently. He got his dick out and started pissing on in during a concert.
He's not well.
He's not well.
Oh, was that Billy Joel or Elton John or something?
Was he on stage?
No. He was just in the VIP area and just started pissing.
Yeah, he's not well.
He's not well.
Next station, Jollymont.
Jollymont. In brackets, MCG.
I love that station.
Got the cages.
Yeah.
Yep. The smell of the turf.
The liniment.
Every time I get off at Jollymont, all I can think of is I have to walk so far.
No, it's close to the MCG.
Yes.
Nah, it's close.
Do you know what it is?
You've got
know?
Little legs.
Yeah, but
Rod Laver.
Yeah, it's because I'm not very tall, so I always wear high heels to concerts so I can see.
Oh, so you're really feeling it.
Yeah, I feel every step of that waltz.
Who have you walked from Jollymont to Rod Laver to see?
I think most recently it was John Mulaney.
John Mulaney.
Mm.
That was a seated affair. But I've never been in a line so long because he had those Yonder pouches.
Yeah.
So you had to put your phone into a sealed pouch.
Yeah, but that's fucked up.
That was, it was just.
How do you feel about that? Would you ever do that for Donna?
No.
Yeah, it's a lot of effort, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was a lot of effort and it made the line stretch out.
Yeah.
Like, over a kilometre away from the venue to get in because everyone had to have their phone in a separate pouch. And then we were all like, oh, my God, how are we going to get out? And it was somehow pretty quick getting out, but I think we were just really, really fast.
Yeah.
So you just have to, like, someone has to unlock every single pouch. And I'm like, fuck that. And you know, we're in COVID time, so people are like double handling or triple handling every single thing.
And a phone is disgusting.
Phones are yuck
for the staff.
Yeah. Also, because I feel it said like, do not bring phones. If you do bring a phone, your phone will be in the yonder pouch. But it wasn't very well organized. Everyone had to bottleneck into these tiny queues where one person at a time would have to. And there were a few lines, but not enough. And so
I guess they're expecting like, oh, people just leave their phones at home.
No. Yeah, no.
How do I know where I'm going?
Mm.
The phone tells me how to get there.
Yeah.
That's the, like, don't bring your phone. A lot of his audience are young women. It's like, don't go out at night without a way to, like, fucking contact anyone or reach anyone.
Like, go into
how good your stand-up
go
is.
Go into the city.
Like,
In the 80s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in the 80s.
Yeah.
Well, we did them all. Let's do the podcast.
Well, thank you for listening to us do all of the stations on the Hursley line.
We should do every station in...
Mernda. Let's do the Mernda line.
I could do the Mernda line.
Yeah.
Do we dare?
No.
We've done 22 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Well, we could talk. We could keep going. And
we haven't started the podcast yet.
Because we haven't done the city loop.
What I'm doing is I'm picturing an audience member in the UK, which we have a large percentage is, and they go, what the fuck?
Do you know what I often find?
Yeah.
Is if you go like, this is so unlistenable, and they go, I actually liked it. You know, they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You frame it as, oh, I can't believe we talked about that.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
Do you want to keep going on the city loop?
No, let's start a new one.
Okay.
Then put this out somewhere.
Okay.
Or like a bonus episode.
Okay, this is what we'll do. We'll put your episode out. We're about to record it. And we will put this out the day after.
Yeah.
And then we'll say, hey, look, you don't have to listen to this.
Extra revenue.
Yes. Okay. Well,
England, hey.
We'll call it Bonus Kelly.
Yeah, Bonus
Kelly. Bonus Kelly.
Bronus Kelly.
Yes.
Broden Kelly.
We'll call it Broden Kelly.
Broden Kelly. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.